This week is National Hospice Week, and Prairie Hospice is a hospice without walls. It is a community outreach program providing in-home companionship and support as well, so clients at the end of their life can stay in home as long as possible with the best quality of life available to them. I could talk about it more, but why don't we bring in Executive Director of Prairie Hospice, Christy Chisholm. Christy, can you tell us all about what Prairie Hospice is?
Thanks, Ben. Prairie Hospice is an organization that provides individuals during their end-of-life journey. We provide them with support, companionship, compassionate care. We work to ensure that individuals have access to compassionate end-of-life support here in Saskatoon. Currently, we're just in Saskatoon with an idea that maybe someday we'll be able to spread out and help others in other communities. We provide non-medical support, and that's all provided by our carefully selected, well-trained volunteers. And their goal is to enhance the quality of life for each of these individuals. So what we're able to provide for these individuals is that companionship, and we call that our Hospice Without Walls, because we meet these individuals wherever they call home. And if their home is long-term care, a private home, or even in hospital, we'll follow them along the way through their journey of end of life. We'll support them during the companionship with some, maybe a walk, do some journaling, some organizing. We might do a coffee. We may just sit and hold their hand and spend time with them. 20% of our individuals don't have any family or people to help them out here at home in Saskatoon. We also provide hospice now, and that provides some pickup for them. Maybe it's at the pharmacy, maybe it's some groceries. Bring things to them if they don't or can't get out. We provide rides to their appointments so they can get to those doctor's appointments and not be stressed about getting there or not having someone to get them home after. The other piece we try with provide with hospice now is respite for those caregivers that are providing that care every day in the homes. We provide some respite, allowing those individuals to get out, get some fresh air, get their hair cut so that they can feel they can continue to support the individual in their home. And the third program we offer is bereavement support. So after that individual does die, we go ahead and provide some support to that family. It's a known voice because we've been around, and we have a chance to see how they're coping and how they're dealing, and have the ability to support them for up to a year and find them supports if they need something further. Right now, we're trying to raise some money to support our volunteers to do the work they do and continue to do that work within the community.
Yeah, that's the big 50-50 that you guys got on right now. It's called the Caring in Motion 50-50. Tell us about this one. How can people get their tickets? Where does the fundraising dollars go to? And the draw date?
Well, these funds that we raise through this, it's threefold. We want to provide some more awareness out to the community, let them know we're here. Those dollars then we take and we turn around and we train our volunteers and continue ongoing support and training to those volunteers so they can continue to provide that support out to the community. They can get those 50-50 tickets online on our website. If they go to www.prairiehospice.org, they can purchase the tickets there, or they can give us a call in the office at 306-249-5554. And they can call that number as well if they have somebody who may need the services or if they're interested in volunteering.
And it's a minimum prize, too, of $5,000, which is pretty exciting.
That's right.
Right on. Okay, so yes, let's get your ticket. Let's get it as soon as possible because, again, the draw date coming up here at the end of May, it'll be on May the 27th. So let's get you a ticket right now. Again, prairiehospice.org. Make sure you grab that 50-50 ticket and help support just an amazing cause right here in Saskatoon and hopefully one day for all of Saskatchewan as well. Christy, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Ben.